irs.gov. Go to irs.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Day before Thanksgiving. Got the turkey, got the stuffing, cranberry sauce, the rolls, mashed potatoes able to come. We are excited. Excited about Thanksgiving for tomorrow. What are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for the opportunity to talk to you every day on the radio, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Thankful for all the information that we share with each other. I got about 4 text messages yesterday, videos, links to stories, different things. Greatly appreciate you guys sending them my way. Doing research for the show, focusing in on Michigan news, Michigan politics, what's going on in Lansing starting this coming Tuesday. They'll be into their lame duck, been following all the different bills and things that they're going to be ramming through before the Democrats lose the trifecta. Why? Because we got out to vote. Pure and simple. Majority of the people in the state of Michigan got out and vote en masse. Donald Trump won the state. We did not win the U.S. Senate. We lost the Supreme Court. We lost basically all the judges that we wanted. But we took back the House. Lansing will have a Republican majority starting in January. And this is exactly why they're ramming through all their bucket list of priorities, not letting it out what they're going to do. not letting us know basically what they are planning, what they're up to. But it's okay. Because whatever they ram through won't get immediate effect. Six Republican state senators won't give it to them. And we can look forward to spending a beautiful, wonderful Christmas, New Year's, waiting for January to come. Thankful for the opportunity to help lower the cost of living, make you healthier, make you and your family have a better life here in northern Michigan, throughout the state, people who listen to the show. Thankful for all you guys. Thankful for our sponsors who stand behind us, regardless of what may be said or told to them. They believe in us, you and I. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart, because without them, we don't exist. So we greatly appreciate you guys. We're thankful. We're going to take the day off with you tomorrow. We have a special Jerry Stewart Thanksgiving Day show for you tomorrow. And then we'll be back on Friday. Want you to take time to be thankful. Thankful to God for all of your blessings in the direction we are going. Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house. What can't you feed your dog on Thanksgiving? We'll talk to him about that. Much more. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual in this segment, time slot, Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Dr. Jeff, tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yep.
What should we not feed our dog or let them eat after we have our meal and there's some leftovers there and people are kind of prone to, you know, feeding the buddy, let him clean up the plate, you know, pre-wash like you described.
Yeah.
What are some things specifically people should not allow their dog to eat tomorrow?
Well, you know, pretty much it goes, they can eat pretty much anything we can. One thing that you probably shouldn't give them is pumpkin pie, because nutmeg and dogs don't always get along. There is such a thing as a nutmeg toxicity. Obviously, you have to eat a lot of it, but I just kind of would avoid the pumpkin pie. If you have white chocolate macadamia nuts also are a problem in dogs, too. The other thing is, you really don't want to let them gorge, okay? If they're not used to getting a lot of fatty things, you know, throughout the year, then all of a sudden you're like, well, here's your plate of turkey and stuffing. You're at the best case scenario, you're going to wind up probably with a little gastric upset, a little diarrhea or something like that. And the worst case scenario, it can actually precipitate a case of pancreatitis, which is then they're going to be hospitalized on fluids and stuff like that. So,
Whoa. Yeah. That's serious.
Yeah. So it can be. It depends. You know, again, it depends on the dog and a lot of variables, but I just tend to avoid it. Tend to avoid anything fatty. You know, so turkey, pull the skin off. You know, so turkey's fine. Mashed potatoes fine, sweet potatoes are fine, green beans are fine. So
now what about gravy? I heard that gravy for some reason can really mess up their stomach and the flora that's in the gut. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, gravy would mean liquid meat.
But
just because it's all fat or there's a lot of fat in the gravy. So it's the same thing, because the gravy, you typically make it from, you know, the drippings from the turkey and things like that, which is going to have a lot of the fat in it that has been rendered out as the bird cooks. Same thing. It goes along with being high fat.
Gotcha.
You know, in that too. If they have, and again, it's moderation. Okay. I mean, if they have a little bit of it, it's not going to cause a problem. More than likely not going to cause a problem. They have a lot of it.
Yeah, don't make them their own turkey plate.
Yep.
And sit it down and then, okay, now they're going to eat their regular food or whatever. That could be bad. Let me ask you this question, too. I got a text that just came in. One of the things that we always do, and you and I have already talked about this before, you call it pre-wash, is, you know, let the dogs lick the plates.
Yep.
But is there anything specifically that they should absolutely not, like you mentioned, pumpkin pie and things like that that have certain spices. But is there any other desserts or anything like that that they should not be fed from your experience, anything you've seen over the years?
Pretty much just, I'm just trying to think about what a standard. Now, granted, like we say, obviously chocolate. Okay, can be a problem in dogs. The darker the chocolate, the worse it is. Honestly, almost 30. In May, I will have been doing this job 30 years. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Okay.
So in 30 years, I have never seen a dog have a chocolate toxicity from milk chocolate. Okay.
Hmm.
The darker the chocolate, the worse it is. And now, it used to be...
Why is that?
Because you have a higher concentration of what they call theobromine in it. And theobromine is a... They call it a xanthoid. It's in a class of chemicals. But it's the same class of compounds that caffeine is in. I have seen chocolate toxicities. You don't see them very often because most people are aware of it, but I've seen it. I saw it in a lab that ate 4 bars of like the ultra uber dark artisanal, you know, the bar. You know the bars I'm talking about? They're really, really dark. They're good. But yeah, for people, not for dogs. And then I had 2 beagles that weighed 16 pounds each, and each beagle ate a 32-ounce bag of the Toll House Sweat semi-sweet morsels, because the chips you put in most chocolate chip cookies aren't milk chocolate. It's usually a more of a baker's chocolate or semi-sweet, or it's a mix. All 3 dogs did live. We did treat them symptomatically, had decontaminated them and stuff like that. But, so is it possible? Yes. So I'd avoid chocolate. Macadamia nuts, nutmeg can cause a problem sometimes. But it's just the same thing coming into Christmas time now too. The Christmas treats and sweets and stuff like that. The other thing to watch out too is if you have a diabetic animal, okay, you have to feed the diabetic animal the same way that you feed you would eat if you were diabetic. You want to stay away from lots of carbs and things like that. So if you happen to have a dog or cat that's diabetic, you want them to share in some of this. The green beans are fine. The turkey's great. Might stay away from the mashed potatoes because it's all starch, okay, because that can generate a lot of glucose. Same thing with sweet potatoes. So,
Got it. I got another question for you. As we're heading into colder weather, and you being a horse person yourself, how soon, at what temperature do you recommend blankets for the horses?
That is an age-old battle in the horse community. There are people that never blanket their horses. Their theory is horses in the wild aren't blanketed, so why blanket mine? And then there's people, you know, on the other extreme that, I mean, they're even blanketing them now.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Really, I don't tend to blanket mine until it starts to get, like teens at night, and then I take it off during the day. But the other thing is you need to increase your fiber intake, your hay intake. Hay, not grain or not concentrates, but hay is what fuels the furnace, let's say that. Okay, as that hay ferments in the hind gut of the horse. So a horse and a cow are kind of built the same. It's just the cow has a fermentation vat up front and the horse has it in back. Okay. So it's that fermentation is what helps keep them warm. And like I said before, as long as they can stay dry and they've got a good wind break, it's got to get really cold. Now the thing is, just like kind of like with dogs, if you start blanketing them now, you're going to have to pretty much blanket them the whole winter because their hair is going to grow differently. It's not going to be as fluffy, might not be as thick as it would if
they
weren't blanketed.
Okay.
Now, reasons people will do that, and actually the lady that I stay at her stable, she blankets her horse too, but she clips her horse because she continues to ride pretty heavy through the winter, you know, and then horses will sweat during the winter and things like that. And then now you've got this horse with this big heavy coat. It's wet. Now it's really going to get cold. It takes a long time to dry them off. So people that do a lot of riding in the winter will typically clip their horses. And then obviously, if you do that, you got to blanket your horse because you've just taken away their ability to keep themselves warm.
Right. You took away their fur coat.
Yep. And interestingly enough, they did an experiment with horses where they trained these horses that there were two signs with symbols on them in the pasture. If they walked up and touched one symbol, see if I remember how this goes, if they touched one sign, they would come out and they would put the blanket on the horse. If they touched the other sign, they would come out and take the blanket off the horse. And they found out that the horses, yeah, they'll get cold and they'll come in, all right, bonk, you know, I want my blanket on. Oh, it's during the day, I want my blanket off.
So, really?
Yeah. And different horses were just like people. Some horses, like, never wanted to have it on. Some horses were, like, cold all the time.
You know? Sure, sure. So. Unreal. Unbelievable. I didn't realize they were that cognitive to be to be trained like that. That's amazing. Yep. Let's see. Got another one that just popped in. Said that we've never given our dogs bread, but a brother, his brother, says that it's good for their digestive tract. Something about the yeast. Is that a fallacy? He wants to know what to tell his brother at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not, you know, because the yeast in the bread is dead because you've cooked it.
Right.
So, yeah. You would be better off giving them somebody's homebrewed beer than that, because there's actually live yeast in the homebrew beer.
Right. Got it.
Not that I recommend doing that.
Don't do that. Is yeast good for dogs?
Well, yeah, they do have a microenvironment in their gut, just like we do, and they do make probiotics. Okay. Now, actually, we can touch on this. There's a couple different things. You can have what they call a prebiotic. You can have a probiotic, and you can have a postbiotic, okay? So a prebiotic is something that you eat that will help your own natural intestinal microorganisms,
okay?
Like vitamins or certain nutrients or things like that. A probiotic is kind of like what, you know, is the microorganism itself, the yeast, and there's yeast and there's bacteria and there's different things like that. And then a postbiotic is active in the behind the stomach, okay, so like in the colon and things like that. So there's that should be something we could probably hit next week or the week after we start. We have a lot of time left today, but yeah, there's a whole thing when you start doing that. But yep, you know, eating, just like in humans, they're supposed to have a certain balance gut flora and, you know, or microorganisms, and if it gets out of balance, it can cause, and they're finding out more and more, is you're finding out that kind of goes down the line. So, and not to go a little askew here, but, you know, with Trump putting RFK in charge of, what is it, Health and Human HHS, is
yes.
What he did.
Yeah.
Because he thinks like that, too, where, you know, instead of like, oh, what I see on the news this way, now Biden wants to give everybody like Wegovy or something. So, but that's treating the disease. That's not curing it. That's just treating the symptom. So
not the root cause, but just kind of like a Band-Aid, if you will.
Yeah. Go back, you know, like RFK says, we need to go back and figure out, okay, why do we have an obesity epidemic? Mm-hmm. And fix it from there, and then you don't need this stuff. You know?
Right, exactly.
I would take it, and the biggest thing is you have these food deserts in the cities, and I'd take that they projected it was like a $25 billion cost to Medicare. I said, I'd take that $25 billion and start investing in grocery stores and real food stores in these, you know, cities and these food deserts, so people don't have to eat from the McDonald's or you know, the Quickie Mart or whatever down the road. You know, they can
and all the boxed foods that they have in the inner city stores, they don't have even fresh vegetables different things. Everything's frozen. So,
And it's just all like right. Talk.
Well, I wanted to wrap this up. Basically, Thanksgiving tomorrow, for people to take time out to give thanks for other blessings. And you're one of our sponsors. We greatly appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
The information you give out to the audience, the interaction with the text messages. And again, if you guys have any other questions, you can give Dr. Jeff a call up at the Sioux Animal Hospital if he's in surgery or